It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. All right, Dr. Eller, we were talking about it just a moment ago. Report cards, they can mean some things bad, yes. But in other times, they can mean some things really good.
Yes.
In this instance, this is really good news. Yes. You have a new report card out for the Sylacauga City School District. And overall, year over year, since you have been here as superintendent, you have increased in all areas on this latest report card. And even overall for the district itself,
yes.
You are above the average than the rest of the state.
Correct.
Break this down for us. There's a lot of numbers on here. You've tried to explain it to me a minute ago. It's based on a lot of testing, different things of that nature. Overall, what are we looking at here, and how does this benefit the school system?
So your district report card is made up of a couple of things. One, it is made up of achievement, and that achievement is based at the elementary middle school level on the ACAP assessment that's given in the spring. It's given to each student every year from grades two up. Then the high school is based on one test only, given one time only.
Let me guess, the ACT.
Correct.
Okay.
So they take that 11th grade ACT test, the only the one administered at school, not the other ones the students take.
Okay.
Just that one that's administered that one day only, their junior year. That is taken as achievement. And then the pre-ACT that is taken in 10th grade measures their growth.
Okay.
So on this report card, you have a certain percentage that's achievement, then you have a certain percentage that's growth, and that's based on the previous year's assessment to current year.
Okay.
Then you also have attendance, which continues to be an area, as we discussed, that we continue to work on.
Sure.
Is making sure students are at school every day.
Right.
So we do get a score for that as well. Then the high school gets two additional scores.
Okay.
One is for graduation rate, and then the other is for college and career readiness rate.
Okay.
And if you remember, we had Ms. Goodwine on here before talking about the different ways that you can be college and career ready, like taking a dual enrollment class, joining the military before graduation, earning a credential in maybe a career tech pathway. So there's several ways that you can glean that college and career readiness indicator. And so the district takes all of those factors together. And so each year we have gained 2 points overall in our district score, which is great because your students are always changing and the makeup of students are always changing. But you want to see growth every single year, and that's what we've done. And to me, that's exciting to see.
Absolutely. Who would it not be exciting for? I mean, where do you attribute this growth in success?
One, I have to give props to our parents. Our parents being supportive, our parents ensuring their students are at school every day, assisting with instructional things at home. But to our teachers, we have worked really hard to equip our teachers with the very best instructional strategies, with the best curriculum that they can offer. So I think those two factors together, because as you know, it's a joint effort. You can't have achievement alone with one factor or the other. So we need our parents to support, to have the students at school, to work with them in the afternoons and evenings to ensure homework is done, but also equipping our teachers to do the job that they need to do. And so I think with that focus there, and then giving our students lots of opportunities for higher ed, for workforce development, makes a difference as well.
Talk to me about what this national ranking for Nichols Lawson was all about in U.S. News and World Report.
So on the report card, not only does the district get a score, but each school gets a score. And so this year, Nichols Lawson made the largest gains. They made a 3-point gain in their score, and that was attributed solely to achievement. That tells us that the work we're doing in the lower grades is working.
Yeah.
You know, it normally takes at least 3 years
to
see, 3 to 5 years to see that growth occur or that change occur. And so we're seeing that now with those students that were at Pinecrest before. Now that they've gotten that quality instruction, the curriculum, now they're making these gains that they need to make at the middle school level, which is great to see. So because of those gains, U.S. News report put out a ranking of all the best middle schools in the state, and Nichols Lawson was considered one of them.
That's a great accomplishment.
Yes.
I know that that means so much. And so you're talking about that that is one of the achievement pieces of that, but right. also on the flip side of that is the attendance side, which Nichols Lawson is two thumbs up on.
Yes.
As well as Pinecrest.
Yes.
But the areas of improvement that you're looking for are Indian Valley and the high school. Talk yes. to us about that and why that's important.
Yes. So both of those schools, we continue to struggle a little bit with attendance. And I think namely one with the littles. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times you don't see the importance of being at school every day. But the work that they are doing, you know, I've got one now. I've got a grandson in the pre-K program, and I've got a grandson in the kinder program. Both of them are learning valuable information every single day at school. We never miss unless we're running a fever or,
yeah.
you know, something. Even if they have a doctor or dentist appointment, I will check them back in because right. the kindergarten grandson, he's already reading. He had me go out and buy him chapter books over Thanksgiving break. Yes.
That's incredible.
So much instruction is taking place. It's so vitally important that they're at school every single day. And I think a lot of our parents, you know, we remember what it was like when we were in kindergarten, and it's just not the same. It's, you know.
It's amazing to me how just the landscape of education has changed over the course of time.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, besides getting a good education and enforcing that with parents, is there any other incentive to students to get to school?
Is that
a weird question to ask?
Well, our teachers do some incentives for attendance, and each of our schools do as well. There's attendance parties.
Okay.
I know my grandsons both had perfect attendance.
Okay.
So they got to do I think it was a glow party that they had.
That's
at the,
fun.
You know, yeah. at end of September. So each of our schools try to do some incentives as well. At the middle school and high school, those incentives also include being exempt from exams. Which,
yeah.
if, you know, if you're a middle or high school student
yep.
and you get to be exempt from an exam, and
yeah.
That's pretty golden right there.
That's a great, great
so,
benefit.
But, you know, at the high school level, it's hard to
sure.
get them to come to school anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think with the incentives in place, and then if we can just have parents
yeah.
helping us encourage them to be there every day, we'll see some huge gains in our report card just on that.
This is incredible. Where do you see this going here in the future?
I expect an A.
Okay. Good. Well, we're on track. We are on track.
I'll just let you know that. I'm not going to be happy until we have an A.
Well, you know, for perspective, for those of you who are not seeing this in front of me, when you got here, three of the four schools were Cs.
Yes.
Everything's now a B, and you're moving into the trajectory of
yes.
an A. So it's not far off base, and
right.
you're doing some good things, making some major strides in gaining that ground. So congratulations to
you
on all of that. Yeah. Looking forward to great things to come. What am I missing? Is there anything I haven't mentioned that you want me to know?
Just that, you know, we need to continue the course.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue to have a focus on instruction. We need to continue to encourage our students, one, to be here at school each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cannot attribute enough to our teachers
yeah.
and the work that they're doing every day in the trenches, because this is a direct reflection of the work that they're doing.
Absolutely.
Each and every day with those students and connecting with them. And, you know, I know my grand boys don't want to miss school. They want to be
yeah.
at school every day.
Yeah.
They love their teachers. They're excited to be there. They're excited about what they're learning. And I think that speaks volumes.
Dr. Michelle Eller, Sylacauga City School Superintendent, thank you for sharing this good news with us. We cannot wait to see where this goes from here, and looking forward to some great things coming out of the school system.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, I hope everybody has already RSVP'd for the Breakfast with Santa.
Yes.
Saturday.
The Sylacauga City Schools Foundation.
You'll
That's
see,
right.
You'll see my crew there.
Yes.
We always bring the grandchildren, and they love the event.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't, I don't think it's too late to sign up.
Yeah.
There's a QR code I know on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also look at the SCS Foundation Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
There's information on there too. So it's always a great event to have Santa and Mrs. Claus there. And,
of course. And a great benefit as well to the Silicaga City Schools Foundation.
The funds that are made go to the foundation, and those go directly back into classrooms.
Yeah, that's a huge.
To equip our teachers. So.
Yeah, huge benefit for sure. Carol so just Sprayberry does a great job with
everybody
that. Everybody. Yes.
To please come out and be a part of that. It's always a fun morning.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.